Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm a huge fan of American Horror Story on FX.
Oh my gosh, you talk about it all the time, Alex.
Love it. And so when I saw this story, I was like, no way. One of their characters was actually based on the real person, and they were a murderer, so I knew I had to do my research. So I present to you today, Lobster Boy.
What?
Really. Grady Stiles Jr. was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in July of 1937. He had a defect known as ectrodactyly, which literally means monstrous fingers. His hands were fused together just like claws. It was a deformity that actually ran in his family, but it didn't keep the family down. They actually found comfort in the carnival community joining freak shows. Grady's hands weren't the only things fused together, though. His feet were fused together like flippers. Grady's dad was already an attraction in the carnival shows, and by the time Grady was seven, his dad put him to work alongside him and named him Lobster Boy.
Come see the Lobster Boy!
It was a name that would stick with him for the rest of his life. Lobster Boy eventually grew up and married another carnival star whose name was Mary Teresa.
I assume she's the bearded lady?
No, so I'd say carnival star, but she was around carnival star. She worked like, you know, cleaning and doing extra things. She wasn't one of the like main exhibits or whatever you would want to call it, acts. But her name was Mary Teresa, and after they got married, Grady became mean and drunk. He was drunk all the time, major alcoholic, was abusing Mary physically and mentally, and even began to abuse their four children. Here's the thing. Two of their kids were also lobsters. And he named them, one was a girl and one was a boy, Proof, who was the girl, and Suck It, who was the boy.
All right, stop. Now, okay, this is fake. This is not a real Murder Monday.
It's absolutely real. You can see the pictures of Proof and Suck It on Instagram with Lobster Boy at Joe and Alex Show.
Nobody names their daughter Suck It.
Well, no, the boy was Suck It.
God, follow along, Joe.
Okay, Liv, you follow along and they say Lobster Boy.
He couldn't walk with his feet either because they were fused together. So he would scoot around or use a wheelchair. And he actually developed massive upper body strength. He wasn't scared of anyone or anything. He would punch viciously. He'd headbutt people. He'd give chokeholds to anyone who angered him. And if you think about it, the way his hands were and those little claws, they're like kind of perfect for strangling somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he bragged constantly about the amount of women who were turned on by his lobster claws. They wanted him to use them on them during alone time.
No, what the?
It's rumored that he is the original shocker.
I was just going to ask.
Oh, my word.
Okay, once you see those hands, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
And what's crazy is that in season 4, Freak Show of American Horror Story, the Lobster Boy character literally goes, it's like the 50s or something, and he goes to this woman's house. She has like a bunch of like girls over from the neighborhood, like I say girls, but young married women.
Yeah.
And they're all complaining about their lackluster romantic lives with their husbands, and so they each take turns going back into the house with Lobster Boy.
Hey, Lobster Boy!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta see this.
All this is like based on a real story. So fast forward to 1988, and Grady, aka Lobster Boy's non-lobster daughter, is all grown up. Bring out the dancing lobsters! Things had been rocky. Yeah. Grady divorced Mary and had a lot of anger pent up. He actually divorces Mary, gets married to another woman. They have a couple of kids together. Then they get divorced. And so then his grown original non-lobster daughter is about to get married. And what his daughter didn't know was that her dad had been harboring feelings of jealousy towards her fiance. In a blind rage, he shoots and kills the man that she's planning on marrying the next day. Literally the night. I mean, think about it. They must have had their rehearsal dinner, and then afterwards, this had happened.
Why is he so angry and jealous?
I don't know. Maybe because his non-lobster daughter's getting to grow up and have a normal life, you know, and he's taking the resentment out on the fiance instead of her.
You're going to marry a lobster, honey.
Yeah.
That's it. We stay within our crustacean.
No one is sure how he was able to shoot the gun either because of his hands. But he did openly confess during the trial to killing him and was convicted of third-degree murder.
That is true. I'm trying to picture a man with lobster hands grabbing a shotgun, pumping it, and firing
it. I don't know how. If you look at the pictures on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, I don't understand how he was able to pull the trigger or do that. It's really crazy. Maybe he used his elbow or something. I don't know. The only thing was, there was not a prison that was equipped to actually deal with Lobster Boy's disability. So he kind of brought that up in court. They were like, you know, well, you're going to prison, third-degree murder. He's like, okay, yeah, what prison are you going to send me to that can deal with, like, my wheelchair and, you know, all these different things? And they kind of were like, well, he's got a point.
They're like, well, we do have a giant fish tank we could try.
So instead of prison, he gets 15 years of probation. He actually stopped drinking for a while and then remarried Mary in 1992. But soon he began to drink again. And according to his family, he became even more abusive than he already was. And this is when Mary had enough. She found a 17-year-old sideshow performer to kill Lobster Boy, her husband, for $1,500.
Wait, that's it? $1,500? You're going to kill Lobster Boy?
That's all it was. And this kid accepted her offer. He kills Lobster Boy and was sentenced to 27 years in prison. Mary got 43 for conspiracy to commit murder. And the thing is, Grady's non-lobster son actually is a different story. He says that one night his mom and dad were arguing. Mary yelled something like, something needs to be done. And he later told a neighbor this, that she had said this in conversation. And he claims that the neighbor shortly after came over and shot his dad. But either way, that's not proven. The story that the police are sticking with is the 17-year-old sideshow boy was hired to kill him. But Lobster Boy was actually so disliked. Not only did his family hate him, but the community hated him. And the funeral home couldn't find anyone willing to be a pallbearer. And that's the true story of Lobster Boy.
Wait, nobody from the circus or the freak show would help
nobody
out?
Nobody wanted to. They all hated him. And his character, too. In Freak Show. Not a lot of people like him. So check that out if you want to watch it. American Horror Story Season 4.
Kind of feel bad for Lobster Boy. Thank you very much, Alex.